My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, I've had this question on the rundown for a week and a half.
I love this question.
Is Brock Purdy a franchise quarterback? Is my question. And my answer is I don't know. I think I lean no right now because it's I say no for this reason. Because when we talk about criticisms of Brock Purdy, one of my common refrains is, well, correct, but he's in his first season as a full-time starter. And his second season as a pro, there's growth to be had here.
Mm-hmm.
There are ways he can tangibly improve on the player he is now that could change the player that he is in 4, 5, 6 seasons. But on the other hand, he is very much trending toward being a franchise guy. But for me right now, he's not, because while he may improve over the next 4, 5, 6 seasons, I still need to know what he looks like, frankly, without Deebo Samuel, without Christian McCaffrey, and maybe without Trent Williams. And just what does that look like? Can he continue keeping this up? And can the 49ers continue putting these kind of weapons around him that allow him to put up this kind of production? And I don't know the answer to that yet. So for me right now, it's a no, because franchise guy to me says he's going to elevate the players around him regardless of who they're plugging in.
Okay, I get that. I'm going to take the opposite here, and I'm going to say yes, he is a franchise guy.
Okay,
and that's because for me, he's 4-1 in the playoffs, and the one game that he lost, he blew out his elbow in the first quarter, and so for me, he's proven that not only can he win the regular season, which his overall record is crazy, but that he can win in when it matters. And it's not always just him, but, you know, I don't know. Like, is any quarterback, I mean, every quarterback is limited by the tools around him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how many times we have to look and see how far he gets and like, where he's at 3 years from now, 5 years from now. Like, because 5 years from now, you're right, Trent Williams will be gone, Christian McCaffrey will be gone, George Kittle will be gone. Like, all those guys will be, whether Debo's there or not. But, like, it's on a team to continue to put talented pieces around a player like this. It's on the Niners to go find the next left tackle to fill that void and to find that next running back. And I don't know. I look at what he's done so far in his career, and I don't know how many quarterbacks put in his situation, would quietly put up 4,300 yards and 31 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that there's a lot that would. And we're talking about a second-year player, but not even a second. More like mm-hmm. he started half of the last nine games of last season and then whatever he's got this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say, yeah. Like, why not build around him? Why not be? Because, you know, teams build around these other players that can't win the playoffs all mm-hmm. the time.
Mm-hmm.
He's proven that he can. And I'm willing to say I'm in on Brock Purdy for 5 years. Maybe he falls apart. Maybe he caps out as Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he caps out at Drew Brees. You know, there's all of these levels that he can potentially reach. Yeah. But I can tell you, like, in his first couple of years, he's way better than a lot of these other quarterbacks that we're looking at. Sure. And he's won a whole lot more games in the postseason than, like, Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Or name that, you know, great up-and-coming quarterback that was a number one pick in the draft. So I'm willing to say I'm okay with whatever path he goes. I want to see him progress.
Yeah, I do. I do, too, for sure. But for me right now, so 2-3, he's eligible for an extension after next year. They don't have to pay him until after 25.
Got it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So to me, franchise quarterback is a guy that you no doubt are giving a Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen contract to. Those highly, highly paid guys. And right now, I don't need him to win the Super Bowl. And here's the thing is, this is not Brock Purdy's lone chance to prove whether he's a franchise quarterback or not. This Sunday is not, hey, Brock, by the way, your career is going to be made or broken by this. I'm not there. If they lose, I'm not going to go, whoop, you can't win one with Brock Purdy, got to move on now. I'm not, that's crazy.
No.
I saw somebody who I respect greatly in Baltimore who put out this thing, he covers the Ravens, and he put out this thing that was like, Peyton Manning didn't win one until year 9, Drew Brees didn't win one until this year, and this and that, Lamar Jackson has time. And I agree. I am fully on board with that. We just need to offer Brock Purdy the same grace.
No, I'm with that.
It can't be, hey, he either wins it this year or he's never going to win one. Now, on the other side of that coin, I'm not, you said it's on the 49ers to restock the cupboard when Trent Williams leaves and when George Kittle leaves and when Deebo Samuel leaves and when Christian McCaffrey leaves. That's a lot of very, very high-end talent. And I don't know that it's realistic to go, yeah, hey, find a left tackle who's as good as Trent Williams. In fact, I'm going to almost guarantee that they're not.
Well, no, but you could find a left tackle and a left guard that could equal what you have at this point. You can, or you can supplement it in different ways.
You can find a good enough player there, for sure.
Well, no, but you have to. I mean, any quarterback needs a left tackle.
Yeah, so no doubt. But that's just my thing, is how much is Brock Purdy going to elevate a player if Deebo Samuel leaves after, let's say, next season? Let's just say Deebo Samuel's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And who's replacing? Juwan Jennings, a receiver that they drafted this year. And is that player, A, going to be good as Deebo Samuel is? And B, if he's not, can Brock Purdy play at this level with a worse version of that player, with a worse second receiver? And that's the question I have, and I think that's a fair critique of him to this point.
I think it's fair, but I think a year in, it might not be that fair. You know what I'm saying? Because like, you have to see if he can develop and build a player, if he can develop and build a wide receiver, if he can develop another tight end. He hasn't been given the opportunity yet to be a guy who creates other weapons.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So like, I think one of the brilliant things about Tom Brady, not just the 6 Super Bowls, it's that he was able to create players along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to get by with, you know, where they give up a second round pick to get Wes Welker, who was okay in Miami, like as a young player, but like then he just succeeds Wildest, you know, Danny Amendola, like all these
Julian
guys.
Edelman.
Yeah. All these guys that he was able to create.
Gang of running backs, James White, Danny Woodhead.
Yeah. And then the same thing with tight ends. You know, they had a string of tight ends where, you know, of course, Gronkowski is amazing, but, you know, they had other tight ends along the way that Tom Brady helped build and create.
Mm. Like,
we haven't got to the stage where we get to see if he can do that.
Sure.
And we're right now, we just got to that stage with the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. And the answer was not through 16 games. He was at 17, 18 games. He wasn't able to.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's slowly starting to see, like, if you stick with it, what it can look like with Patrick Mahomes trying to create these other types of receivers. I don't know. Like, it's too early to tell any of that stuff if he's going to be the guy.
Sure.
But I definitely think that he is a guy that you could stick with for a long, long time. And at worst, he's going to be a high-end game manager.
Mm-hmm.
And at best, he could be something super special that wins a whole bunch of games and wins a whole bunch of titles.
Sure. I think it is a little bit funny that one of the knocks on Purdy is like, well, look at his coach. He's the best play caller in the league. He's got the best play designer and this and that. But also, Kyle Shanahan loves Brock Purdy, like, and wants him to, that whole Tom Brady thing. Remember the story that came out? Nick Wagner did a big story on ESPN about Brock Purdy, and Purdy told the story that Shanahan sat him down and said, "Hey, if we can get Tom Brady here, he's going to start." Well, Shanahan, in Peter King's column today on Football Morning in America, said that was only because Brock was hurt, and we didn't know that he was going to be ready for the start of the year. If he hadn't gotten hurt in the NFC title game, we would not have even considered Tom Brady. That's how much Kyle Shanahan likes Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to say Brock Purdy's actually not good, it's all Kyle Shanahan, well, Kyle Shanahan loves that quarterback a lot, a whole lot, and is very impressed by what that quarterback does in his offense. And I think if you were to ask Kyle Shanahan today, I think Kyle Shanahan would tell you that Purdy is a franchise guy and he's going to be their guy.
Well, I think he's there.
And maybe he falls apart in the Super Bowl. I don't think he will, but maybe he does. And maybe next year he is super mediocre and we end next year and the Niners are 9-8 and we go, man, okay, back to square one with quarterback.
Yep.
But maybe he goes in and wins the Super Bowl. I think it's more likely than Jimmy Garoppolo going in 1-1.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately what the Niners need from Brock Purdy right now. So
I'm here for it, Kyle. I want to see how it all plays out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.